Father, we thank you that we can meet this way and talk these things over, and we pray that you'll put in our boots, those spares that we need. And we ask that we might not ever need them, but if we do, recall them to our memory, that we might continue in thy service. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, be seated, please. Now, we're going to take just a few minutes for some questions regarding what we've spoken on this evening. I've covered a lot of material tonight and gone real quickly. So, we'll give it over to you. If there's something you don't understand, or that sounds silly, or whatever, I'll answer your question if I can. If I shouldn't answer it, I won't. And if I can't answer it, I can't, obviously. So, let's hear from you. Yes, John. Similar to what he brought out. Pastor Musa has disappeared off the scene, as you know. He's a converted terrorist. And Musa was arrested, four months ago, something like that. And you see the letter tonight, the gist of the letter tonight, that letter from Rhodesia. And that woman saying, don't send that stuff up here anymore. Some people from Paul Seeger's church are still up there, and they flew down here about 3 months ago. Something came to the house. And they said, don't send us any more of this stuff through the mail. So they don't want the anti-com stuff coming to the mail. At least they should be caught and identified with it. And of course, the basic problem in Rhodesia right now is not so much Marxism-Leninism. The basic problem is the historical problem of Southern Africa. That's one black tribe hates the other black tribe. That's in the Bele Shona. Now, it's a bitter pill to admit it. But the basic problem there right now is Mugabe says, I'm going to run the show. And my Shonas and old Nkoma says, oh, no, man, me and my Ndebele is going to run the show. And that's the problem right now. And, of course, it's necessary for Mugabe to remove opposition out of the way in order to switch over to his one-party state. And when he's got his one-party state, then he's got a free hand to do what he wants to with it, regardless. Look, last Sunday, I went to Ermelo to the Dutch Reformed Church, a fine saved dominie up there, the kind where you can give an invitation, an appeal in his church, in the building. And I was with the dominie, and he has just spent one month, preaching to the what's left of the Dutch Reformed people. Basically, they're older people who, you know, if they get out, then there's no pension. What they can do when they're old and they come down here, trap sort of thing. And he tells me that, especially in the outback in the Bundu, by and large, they're still able to come and go and do. But in the larger areas, that the screws are being put on them. And there is something that's pending right now, and they're working for, they're discussing Kanan Banana, you know, the state president, the socialist, Marxist, Methodist infidel, or whatever you want to call him, Kanan Banana. And right now, they're discussing with the Christian Council of Mozambique, they're discussing having a nationwide Christian Council of Zimbabwe, led by the banana himself, right? Led by the banana himself, and everybody has to fit into the rules and regulations of that Christian Council of Zimbabwe. Now, John, you're no fool, and you know what that means. And it's the same most, well, that's the reason Mark Green's left the Congo, Zaire. They set the thing up and said, you do this, you don't do that, and you don't do that. And Mark said, goodbye, we can't do that. And we can. Now, I'm not telling you the churches are closed and they're shooting the Christians, because they're not. It's like the track Doug gave us here. They go, they're a lamb when they come to power. When they get a little wiser, they become a fox. And then when they get full power, they become a wolf. And the system in Rhodesia right now is between the lamb and the fox stage. There's a transition, that stage right now. And there's a possibility that they may bump off Mr. Mugabe if he doesn't dance to the music. He might keep that tucked away, too. If he doesn't progress fast enough for the progressives, they might get another monkey in the cage and get rid of him. There's that possibility in the wind. All right? Roger, I believe you. We're next.
I can understand about the man having watching for the police and military and so forth, but is it possible to have any kind of song service or any kind of loud speaking because your neighbors are...
No, that's true. That's very good. He's thinking as a pastor now. We sing in Mecca, joyful noise to the Lord here. And is it possible in most situations to make a lot of noise? No, it's not. It's quiet services. That would kill most of us. You go to the service. Now, let's say you're having a service here with the lights out, and somebody watching, there's a relay system, somebody will tap on the door or something. Now, he comes in, and there's only five or six of you here, because if you're rested, you don't all want to be here at once. The church is finished. So, you come in, and I tell you, you're ready to pray then. You're ready to pray. There won't be this messing around, you know. Well, let's have 29 cups of tea and half a dozen cakes, and then after we finish burping, we'll have prayer. That's the way we're doing it in the church, you know. Our Lord, that's the way they're doing it. I've been in the prayer room with them. I heard them burping trying to pray because they tanked up too much. Now, there won't be any of that. It'll be very different. And they come in, and Roger says briefly, share your burdens. Well, look, I haven't seen my wife in 6 months. And you know that's John Ainsworth's voice. And some woman is weeping. She says, listen, I know we're being watched. Can you help me? Can you give me a word? It's quite different. Quite different from our Boswell Wilkie circuses we have down here. It's quite different.
No message.
Oh, there's message given in whispering. They call it speaking the word of God softly. That's what they call it, a whispering message. Very brief. I can give you an occasion of one where we knew particularly the fellow that they went into a service. The pastor had a Bible that someone had given to him. And the pastor wasn't there. He went to this collective farm, and they met in a stable late at night. No lights. Not many of them there. And it's a short service, just not many minutes long. And when it was over, the pastor said, as you leave, I'm going to stand at the door and tear the pages out of my Bible and give each one of you a handful. All right. He said, I wouldn't do that to my Bible. But you don't know. You might be doing that yet. See? And the first person goes out, rip, you give him a big handful. Rip, you give him a big handful. Rip, you give him a big handful. What do they do that for? Well, they go home and take brown paper. That's about all you can get over there. And they copy everything they can off of every page and give it to somebody else. But that's how they have a service. But by and large, now on public holidays when they're having picnics, the people are, especially in the summertime, and the beaches are full in the summertime, they like to get out of the hell of that thing if they can and get their minds relaxed. And you know, when you're on a public holiday and you've got 60 people there and they've got 900 kids and dogs and cats and all this and things are going well, you know, you can talk sort of loud then. It's a bit different. But by and large, most of the services are what they call soft services. It wouldn't do in the South, would it? Down in Georgia, they'd all backslide, wouldn't they? Most of them are short services. Especially in the dangerous areas, the services are deliberately short and the crowds are deliberately small. I've explained to you, husband goes, wife doesn't. Son goes, daughter doesn't. As far as names are concerned, that's the thing you do not share. No names. No names. It's a logical conclusion, isn't it? If you say there were five men there and call their names, as I told you, she's got the names. And they go to beating her real good on the bottom of feet. She remember most of them. They call that opinion molding. And it has a tremendous effect, they say, on molding a man's opinion. All right. Yes, basically they're small groups. The leaders, the two, usually there's two leaders. And then there's a third one that's not as informed as the other. And the word is spread amongst those they want to come. Like, for example, he's a leader and he's a leader. And they get together and said, look, now, at the last meeting, so-and-so was there and so-and-so was there. And right, that's right. Okay, let's go this time and get the other end of the house that wasn't there. And that's where they try to keep the balance on it. All right? Excuse me. The woman is the secret of the underground men. She's the secret. She holds everything together. I mean, if there wasn't a Sabina Wombrand, Richard would be in heaven 50 years ago. Really. Ask Harlan Popoff about Ruth, his wife, and so forth. Now, the woman is the secret of the whole thing. Now, the families are very large over there. Pastor Krichikov, we've had countless articles about him in our letter. An underground Baptist minister has 9 children. 9. He served 6 years and came out and went in hiding. And hid. Now you imagine a wife and 9 kids, and he's in hiding and can't see them. And he hid for several years and everybody lost account of him. Now what kind of role is a woman playing? I mean, brother, she could end up in the loony bin, couldn't she? 9 kids, how she's going to feed them? She's an enemy to the state because her husband's a Christian pastor. If she goes down to this house and says, look, my little children are hungry, can you help me? Then immediately that person that helps is identified as an enemy. And then they're into it. And what on earth do you do? See? Read Sabina's story back there. Read Judy's story. Doug spoke to you about, and see how that Anutsa Moesia, another Jewess, dared. When they carried Sabine off to prison, she left an 8-year-old son. And Anutsa went and took him in. She said, to the devil with these copies, and took care of that boy. And then they put her through and broke her back with rifle butts. So, you see, the man's in prison, the man's away, the man's being hunted, and can you imagine the responsibility that falls on the woman? I mean, it's bad enough to have to stay at home anyhow with 100 kids screaming and fighting and knocking and carrying on, you know. And after a while, the woman's ready for a tranquilizer after that. But under this situation, can you imagine what a woman goes through? Now, the number one role played by the women is to encourage their husbands and their families. What do they encourage them in? To memorize 100 verses? No, because most of them don't have anything to memorize 100 verses from to start with. Memorize, of course, if they can. And there's a lesson on memorization, too, everybody needs to know. The main role is to encourage the family, and I'm going to tell you the exact words by translation. Here it is. Love and serve Jesus with all your heart. That's the thing. When Sabina was carried off to prison and Mike was 8, she didn't see Mike till 3 years later. And when they get about 11 years old, they get long and skinny. And 3 years later, and then Michael wasn't saved when she left. And 3 years later, she got word that she's going to be allowed to see her son. She'll tell you the story when she comes here for the meetings. And she was able to see her son, and she said she tried to spit on her fingers and comb her hair down and clean her little dress the best she could, that one for 3 years she wore. And she said that when she looked through the double barbed wire, and she had a little speech all arranged. She thought it out. She talked over another Christian. They had it all fixed out. And when she saw Mike, she said she forgot everything. Poof. And she began to weep. She couldn't say a word. And she wept. She tried to say something. And he said, Mommy, Mommy, is that you, Mommy? Mommy, little skinny Jew boy. Mommy! And she couldn't say a word. And after just a few minutes, the guard said, time's up. And just as they pushed him around, she said, me I, love and serve Jesus with all your heart. And you can read his book, and as he walked 70-something miles home, he was saved walking home. And you know what his reasoning was? He said, if my mother can still believe in Christ after what she's been through, then I want Christ as my Savior. Now, that's not much of a fancy sermon, is it? So that's the main role that the women play, is encouraging the men and keeping the families together. And I'll tell you what, it must be some job. It must be. All right, is there anything else now, please? Oh, my word. Now, what about that one? What about that one? A woman with an unsaved husband and trying to keep strength by getting a piece of God's word here and there, and she's got an unsaved husband, or swing the situation around vice versa. I mean, the difficulties are unsurmountable, aren't they? And yet, one of the things about this, the percentage of backsliders is very, very small in this situation. This is the thing that startled me. Very small. I'm not saying by comparison to what we know. So a situation with that. Can you imagine a family with a rebel son and he's informing? We know cases like that. I told you about Solzhenitsyn's wife, that bishop in Yugoslavia. And on the story could go. And some of you won't even come back to church in the morning. Some of you sitting right here, you're not going to church in the morning. You're going to the lake to the devil with the church. Maybe. Well, you just go ahead, go to your lake and have a good time. And you just better do your little thing all you can and have a big time, because your days are limited. All right, I think that's enough tonight. And in the morning, Doug, you have something?
I just want to say another thing that the Christian is not covered in every case. 12 cases in there of people standing for
this. Right.
The Christians that come out there, not everyone is covered in every case. And that's real life.
That's excellent. It's the latest thing out. Doug, thanks for that. Faith, despite the KGB, it's the latest collection out of Christians, and it has the stories of 12 different believers and what they've been through, and basically it's covered. Well, I never thought about Dougie. That's the book for you. Okay, is that it? In the morning at 9, we'll be talking to you about how we do some of the mission work, and then at 10? At 10, we'll be talking to you on the silence of the underground church. All right, shall we all stand, please? Let's bow our heads. Now look, we've talked about this, and I know this is intriguing and exciting, but remember this now, there's something worse than communism, and that's to die in sin without the Lord Jesus. He said, if you die in your sin, you cannot go where I am. And I want to say above everything else that's been said, be sure you know Christ as your Savior. And if God's dealing with your heart tonight, speak to the pastor or some of us, and let us help you come to the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Brother Roger, would you pray our benediction, please?